Welcome to Eye on Tampa Bay, a weekly podcast bringing you local news the other media refuses to report. My name's Lou Green, and here's your host, Sharon Calvert.
Hi, I'm Sharon Calvert, and this is Eye on Tampa Bay. Wow, what a week it was regarding the Offer Transportation Transit Tax. I'm here today with Karen Jaroche, and that's what we're going to talk about. So, Karen, what happened?
Well, I think it's good to step back and tell your listeners how this mess started. And that would be in November of 2018. Hillsborough County residents passed a 1% regional transportation sales tax for supposedly improving roads and bridges and helping out with public transit. But what we're finding out is many of those provisions were illegal, and there's just a lot of circus acts going on to try and get it back into where the special interest who created it wanted it to go.
Yeah, it's amazing because the charter amendment itself that Offer Transportation crafted referenced the statutes all through it that said, hey, we can do this because of this statute. And one of the main statutes is 212.055.
That's right. The 212.055 is the state statute that tells counties what they can spend the money for. And so the law actually says that the proceeds from the surtax, quote, shall be applied to as many or few uses enumerated below in whatever combination the county commission deems appropriate.
So I don't think there's any confusion on that. Mm-hmm. It says in plain English, it's the county commission.
Right. And the problem is in the 5 pages of regulation that the voters did not see, it actually pre-prescribed these spending buckets where the $16 billion are going to be spent. And one of the provisions was that none of the money was dedicated to new roads or widening existing roads. So that was a problem because so many folks in Hillsborough County are caught up in congestion because the road capacity issues and congestion.
I know it's amazing because all the mailers that I saw said, I'm fixing the roads. The offer transportation tax was going to fix the road. It was going to get us home for dinner earlier, quicker.
Well, that's what that ad campaign would lead you to believe.
When I've been out on the spree, toddling down the street with this little melody, everyone I greet, show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour.
But if you read that fine print, there was that prohibition from the majority of those funds. And then there was some verbiage in there that sends money over to fund costly transit projects. And I'm not talking buses. I think we would agree that expanding our bus service, it would be a good use of funds for our transportation dollars. But they had money dedicated for 4 transit projects.
Rail projects. The infamous rail projects that they didn't want to advertise to anybody, but they were in there.
Right, and the problem with that is they cost way too much and move too few people.
And do nothing for the congestion relief that they said they were going to fix.
That's right, that the residents, 98% of the residents want and drive on.
We had a commissioner who actually filed a lawsuit challenging
Stacy White.
And there's actually another lawsuit, a class action lawsuit that was subsequently filed after this. But on the lawsuit that Commissioner White filed, a judge ruled, you know, I can read the statute.
Right.
And in a very reasonably worded ruling, he threw out most of the Offer Transportation Charter Amendment, including all of those spending allocations.
That's right. But unfortunately, the county commission decided, in along party lines, I might add, Four Democrats voted for it. Three Republicans resisted. But they voted to reinstate those spending allocations that do nothing to fix our road congestion problems as far as widening roads and adding new road capacity.
So it certainly looks like some of these county commissioners, at least four of them, look quite foolish.
You know, and three of the four actually represent unincorporated Hillsborough County, which is getting the shaft with this deal.
It's shameful. That is astounding to me. I mean, just one thing, it's just premature. Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't know where the end resolution is on this transit tax yet at this point, but yet they wanted to reinstate those allocations that they had nothing to do with. There was no plan. There was no transportation expert. There was no governing entity.
There was no public forum, no public hearing, no chance for the public to weigh in. And this was written by special interests who benefit from these transit projects because they help their downtown developments and their sports teams.
And on top of that, with reinstating these allocations, they want to basically throw out the other plan that the previous commission had done, a 10-year, $812 million plan, throw that out that had the road widening in it.
You know, that is one of the most frustrating things. For years, our roads were funded with our property taxes. And when the housing bubble came and then burst and all the, you know, money, this gush of money that had been coming in all of a sudden subsided, it took years for that recovery. Well, in 2014, when we started to see our property values coming up and the tax receipts coming back, the BOCC, the Board of County Commissioners, did not reinstate that road funding. And so here on the one hand, voters were led to believe if you vote in this sales tax, that you will get road funding. And of course, we know that's not going to happen. And then on the other hand, they're not putting back those original transportation dollars. And there were some money where in 2015 or 2016, I believe, there was an $812 million 10-year agreement that new revenues would go, a certain percentage would go towards this transportation fund to fix our roads and to do other things, at sidewalks and bike paths and some other projects. But unfortunately, what we found out on Wednesday is that the county administrator has taken out that 10-year plan. I think it was $31 million for our this year budget for 2020. So our road money is gone. We're going to have to pass the discussion by the commissioners, as they said, they had to pass now a gas tax to bring back that funding. Instead of cutting back some of the waste, fraud, and abuse and the bloat that has returned to the county budget, that's what they're resorting to.
Well, I guess the big question is did voters know that other taxes were going to have to be raised to build new roads and widen the existing ones? Because now we're being told that the only way to fund, this is our county commission now, who wants to reinstate a $16 billion tax with no road widening funding, and then tell their constituents, if you want your roads widened, we have to have a new revenue source. We need a new tax. We need higher taxes.
Well, Sharon, you know, the other dirty little secret is a lot of the money that is in the $16 billion tax is going towards complete streets. And what that means, if they're not going to widen the road, but they're going to put bike lanes in, they are actually going to reduce the width of the roads and therefore have to lower the speed limit. So it takes you longer to get to where you need to go.
Again, we're not getting home for dinner earlier and, you know, road diets. So here you got a situation, you're putting the roads on a diet instead of widening them. That's when right. Everybody wants their traffic congestion relief.
I want fat, fluffy roads.
If they keep this stuff up, people in Florida are going to be moving to California.
Well, like I said, in downtown Tampa, they striped all the bike lanes. There are no bikers, but lots of scooters on the sidewalks. So we're just seeing some absurd things. But the other thing is the MPO, I believe, has estimated that with this tax, with the all-for-transportation tax, it cuts the mobility fee revenues by 50%.
That is huge. Those mobility fees are what the developer pays to pay for the growth. In other words, pay for the road impacts that all these new people that they're bringing into their housing developments will generate. And the formula that determines this is based on any sales tax revenue. So these developers that funded this tax are making money two and three different ways, because now they have less funds to contribute for the impacts that they have on our roads.
It's really unbelievable, because none of this was be brought up in the public domain because there was no healthy debate. And I will just say one other issue that never came up was the impact on commercial leases.
Oh, yeah. The small businessman is paying extra taxes on their leases. Sales taxes are part of the lease. So they're paying more money for, you know, this tax.
And it's a cost that they have to pay. They can't make up, you know, they have to pay it. So they have to make up for it somewhere. It's not like the government just raise a tax. You know, they can't just raise their prices.
That's right. They're going to have to fire someone or raise their prices in order to
do something or move. They'll leave Hillsborough County and go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So all of these issues are impacts that were never discussed. But the result of the transit tax being passed with all these issues, plus the legal issues, is that we have the lawsuits. And now, right after the county commissioners took this action on Wednesday, what happened? So what happened was appeals were filed. So right there on Thursday, the day after, the class action lawyers filed an appeal to the Florida Supreme Court. And then on Friday.
Yeah, Stacy filed an appeal for his suit. So there's actually two appeals going on against the tax. So the judge had ruled at the lower court level that there were many provisions that were illegal, not only these spending allocations that usurped the authority of the county commission, but also there was an unelected board that had approval authority. He struck that out. And he struck some other provisions, but he did leave the tax standing. So I believe the class action lawsuit is essentially saying, look, when voters voted on this, it was illegal. If they vote on something that is illegal, the tax has to be thrown out. And really, number one, the county commission should not have reinstated these policies, these spending allocations, until the lawsuit was settled. Number two, by striking the tax down, then we can have real debate. If people want to put it back on, I mean, I know there's a big sentiment. People do want their roads fixed. Mm-hmm. And we could have the debate about where that money mm-hmm. should go. And I will say one other thing. A real big problem is this money was taken out of the hands of the unincorporated county residents. Unincorporated county resident population is 68% of Hillsborough County, yet they contribute even more. 74% of the funds are coming from unincorporated county residents. That means if you don't live in the city of Tampa or Temple Terrace or Plant City, most of us live in unincorporated. And yet all that money is being donated over to the city of Tampa and to HART, which most of their service is inside the city limits.
That is unbelievable. And I don't think the voters even realized that 45% of the $16 billion was going to HART. I don't think they knew that. I don't think they were aware of the percentages. And the Barbas ruling kind of confirmed that.
Yes.
Because he basically said, well, those percentages, they're illegal, but they were kind of like irrelevant and independent. So they just voted themselves a tax. So it appears that there's still some defects with the ruling as it stands today that may need to be resolved. And that is why the appeals are in place. And I believe that, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to see what happens. But you're absolutely right. Either the tax is going to be thrown out probably entirely, or if it is somehow allowed to stand, then the county commission needs to put a plan together, prioritize their projects, put the costs associated with it, have it vetted legally, you know, in front of the public view before deciding anything about what to do with the revenue stream.
Yep.
So big things were happening. We expect to continue probably talking about this tax as we see what happens with the appeals process. We're not sure how long that will take. I think Commissioner White may have spoken that it might get done before the end of the year. But at the end of the day, we do want our transportation issue fixed. We do believe there needs to be revenue and associated with fixing this problem. but it needs to be done right, and it needs to be done in the sunshine.
Yep.
So until next time, this is Sharon with Eye on Tampa Bay, and Karen Jarosz is here, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sharon Calvert, and guest Karen Jarosz. Tune in again next time to Eye on Tampa Bay and find out the hidden truth about what's happening with your tax dollars. My name is Lou Green. See you then.